Occasionally it was good.
Some places they have big chicken suppers.
They do.
The whole community is retired.
Well, now these chitlins, did they? What do they use them with?
I don't know. I can't tell you that. That's an interesting question.
I wondered if they. We always used them with cornbread. That's the only way we ever used them, was to put them in cornbread. But I don't. There could be other ways to use them, but I don't know.
Well, this seemed to be a sort of community celebration.
Yes.
Did you ever hear of liver sausage or blood sausage? Or?
Yeah, I've heard of the liver sausage, not blood sausage, but I have the liver sausage. I do not remember having made any.
How about the different puddings, liver pudding?
No.
And how about the vegetables that you grew? Or that you had to buy to keep them separate. Did you buy anything?
No vegetables. We raised. It was unthought of or unheard of to buy vegetables then. We had just about everything, not everything, but just about everything in the way of greens, English peas, green beans, dry beans. Dry butter beans, we'd eat them also green. I don't mean the hulls, but when they were just in, well, when they were just big enough to shell.
What kind of greens?
Turnip greens, mustard, Polk's salad, which grows loud, you know. And there is another green dock, if you know what kind to pick, that is good with it. But you have to know what you're picking. Well, they said it would thin your blood, you know. It's the first greens that you'd have in the springtime. It should be coming up now. We still have folks out here. And it should be coming out up now. The old people said it would thin your blood after the winter. I don't know what, if it really did or not.
I've heard all kinds of tales about folks out, including
if you don't, we were always told if you eat it that had, where it had been frosted, I mean, where it was bit with the frost, it was poison. I don't know. And we always cooked it in lots of water too, and then drained the water off of it. That was another thing they said that took the poison out of it. Yes, we drained it.
How about different kinds of potatoes?
We raised sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes. Sometimes they were called yams, the sweet potatoes were, but to us they were always sweet potatoes.
Was there a difference between the yams?
Yes, there is. There's a difference between a yam and a sweet potato. Mm-hmm. And the yams are large and they're light yellow, if I remember them right. The sweet potatoes grow smaller and they're sweeter, have a sweeter taste to them, and they are more colorful. And we grew red Irish potatoes, white Irish potatoes. Well, mostly we grew the white ones because they were very prolific in this country.
How about things to flavor soup or?
Oh, we used onions and sage. Now that was the two things. We didn't use much garlic. Now it grows well here. It's still all over. I mean, most anywhere you go, you can see a bunch of garlic, but we never use it much. Some people did.
And okra?
Yes, we grew okra.
How did you use that?
We would fry it. But it's also good with tomatoes, stewed with tomatoes and onions. Just okra, tomatoes and onions, not a soup, but just three things in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we used it in soup too.
Yeah.